I was approached by the late Hohua Tutungahe and asked, would I consider helping set up a Maori authority here in Christchurch for those who are not from this district. I had no skills to offer in this arena except the training that I had as a union official. I was a union secretary for 27 years, and he believed that that skill would allow me to assist in developing other than Ngāi Tahu Iwi here in Ōtautahi, Christchurch. In setting up the organisation, I wasn't too sure where to start from, but they were keen to participate in the field of education and health for Māori. And I was given the responsibility of determining what courses we wanted to educate our youth in. I chose four programs. I chose music, audio sound engineering, life skills, and driver education. It took us some considerable time to get ourselves established, registered and accredited on the framework, on the New Zealand Qualifications Framework. But we made it. And so we became a registered training provider of those courses here in Christchurch. It's important to note why I chose those courses. One, we chose music. I recommended music to the elders because we were natural musicians and our chances of succeeding were greater in those fields. And in my opinion, we rated second to none in the world. Sound engineering, it complemented the music. It gave us an opportunity to do our own recordings, to hear ourselves, and also to use our work and our skills to promote ourselves on CD-ROM, on disc, on tape, whatever, in that field of, it's more technical than just being in the music world. Driving, we're rated as the best drivers of any vehicle or any utility in the world, so our chances of succeeding there were pretty good as well. And life skills, any Maori that goes hungry has themselves to blame, because there's a lot of food out there and all you have to do is just get off your backside and go and get it. Or go and get a job, or else grow your own. So we were natural survivors, and we intend being here a long time. And those skills, I believe, were giving our youth a good start for their future. A few years into the program, new technology came on board, computers and all that, and the focus changed a little bit in bringing you right back into today's world. The era of new technology took over, and now everybody wants to play on computers. No one wants to go out and do life skills and all that type of stuff. Our role is to still cultivate those skills because we believe that they're an essential ingredient of the Māori culture.